92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Everybody checks out their neighbors from time to time. Like, what? They're on the front yard doing something. You peek through the window just to see, like, what's going on.
Or
it's late at night, you crawl in their ventilation system just to see how they sleep. What? You know, like, I have to know, is Jeff a side sleeper? You sleep on his back,
no,
you know?
No, that's not
I'm just impressed you can fit into the ventilation system.
I'm a small guy.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
And he spends most of the night on his side. But, like, right before he wakes up, he gets on his back, which I thought was really interesting. Anyway, enough about me and my quirky neighbors.
I want to call your neighbors now and kind of tip them off.
Let's talk to Lawrence, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. What's up, Lawrence? How are you?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man. No problem. Thank you for your email. So you actually scored a date with your neighbor?
Yeah, she lives right across the street from me. And we have these, like, very big windows, and we're on the same floor, and we can, like, totally see into each other's apartment.
That's always awkward. I used to have a place like that where my kitchen looked into the other people's kitchens, and I'd be, like, doing something, and they'd be doing something, they'd look over and wave, and then I would just, you know, jump under the sink or something because I was scared. But it is awkward when you can see into somebody's window like that. What's her name before we get into it more?
Her name's Erin.
Erin, okay. So has it been friendly between you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I glance over there sort of to see what she's doing, not in like a creepy way or anything.
Sure.
But
Right. Everybody believes you.
Okay, it's not like I sit there and stare. I don't have binoculars or anything like invasive like that.
You want to borrow some? I got some extras.
No!
No, thank you.
Okay.
So not long after, I made eye contact with her. And so I just kind of like waved, and she waved. So I wrote a sign out, and it said, "Hi, what's your name?"
Oh, you had never, you had never met her before?
No, we just kind of had this flirtation going from across the street.
Oh. And you'd watched her long enough to know that she was alone, which is not alarming at all.
Yeah, well, honestly, I was checking to see if she ever brought a guy home, and I never saw her bring a dude home. So
Okay.
I was kind of looking for that, I guess.
So you were figuring that she was single, and then you took a shot to try to talk to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did she do when you asked her name on a piece of paper through the window?
So she disappeared for 1 second, which made me completely nervous. But she came back, and then I could see her writing. So then she says, "Erin, what's yours?" And I give her my name. Uh-huh. And then I make another sign, and I say, "Drinks Friday?" Question mark.
That is actually adorable.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty direct.
Yeah. That is so cute.
Yeah. So she writes, "Sure," and then her phone number.
Good.
That's cool.
Okay.
That worked out nicely.
Nice.
Yeah, so then we could text, and we went to this bar. I wanted to make it like a date, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, literally, she is seriously one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen in my life. So it's very complimentary of her. But there was one awkward thing where I was, like, looking at her nose, and I was like, "I wish I could have your nose." And she was like, "What do you mean by that?" And it didn't come out right. And I was like,
yeah, now she's like my creepy neighbor who's been watching me.
Yeah.
Wants to harvest my nose. That's why he asked me out.
Yeah, that's what it came off like. Like, I wanted her nose or something, but I was just being complimentary of her nose. It was as weird as I am explaining it to you right now.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't sound great. But
I'm sure she got it. I mean, how was her personality?
She was great. We matched up. We're both kind of like football nerds, and she loves kayaking and outdoor stuff like I did.
Wow.
And I thought it went off without a hitch. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the night, I'm walking out with her, and I like did the lean in for the kiss, and I got denied. And she like
really
kind of popped back and was like, "What are you doing?"
Ooh,
oh, so you
asked.
Didn't even get like denied where she gave you a hug. Instead, she actually asked what you were doing. What was your response?
I just kind of was like, "Oh, my bad. Like, I read it wrong."
Okay.
She's like, "No, it's fine. It's fine." And of course, like, there on out is only weird.
Yeah. Totally.
So it ended pretty like quickly. And then I go home with my tail tucked between my legs. And then I tried to text her, "Hey, sorry, didn't mean anything. Let's go out again," or something. Nothing. And now her blinds are down.
Oh,
wow.
She is shutting you
out.
She's living in dark just to avoid you.
Yeah.
Avoiding the sun to even avoid me. Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, and you're saying everything was going well until you tried to go in for a kiss.
Right. I just don't know why completely it led to such an abrupt shutdown.
Yeah. Okay. Weird.
And the only awkward thing you can think of is that line about her nose?
Yeah, but we were fine. Like, after that, we kept talking about other things. It wasn't like that was what happened right before.
And how long have her blinds been down? How many days are we talking here?
I mean, like, 8 days.
Whoa.
Okay.
Ever since.
And she hasn't responded to any of your texts or phone calls or anything?
Right. And then I'm nervous if she like pulls her blinds up. I'm just going to be like staring, right? You know, so
yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, because that would be awkward if she pulls her blinds up and you're there, because then she's going to think you've just been sitting there for 8 days watching her window.
Exactly. Yeah.
So wait, are you trying for a second date on this, or are you just trying to make her feel comfortable enough that she can look out her window again?
Well, no. Ideally, I'd like to go out with her again. I more just kind of want to know what happened.
Okay.
Maybe she thought you were trying to go in for her nose and bite it off.
That's possible.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we got Lawrence on the phone, and Lawrence is a peeping Tom.
No, he's not.
Okay, easy. It's not the case.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Lawrence actually asked his neighbor out. They live across from each other, and they can see into each other's windows, and he's seen her for a while, thought she was cute, and they kind of like had a flirty relationship, and he actually asked her out the other day.
Through the window?
Yeah, through the window. He wrote a note and said, you know, basically, let's go get drinks, and she said yes. They went out to a bar. Had fun, and he can't think of why she's not calling him back. She shut him down at the end of the date for a kiss, too.
And not just that, she's had her blind shut for 8 days.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's her main form of communication.
That's a dedication to avoiding him.
Yeah, so she definitely does not want to talk to you, Lawrence.
Right. I gathered that.
And now that you've had a few minutes to think about it, you can't think of any reason why she doesn't want to talk to you.
I mean, I'm confident there is one. I just want to know how it went down in her head.
I'm confident. I screwed up somehow that I don't realize.
Just don't know how.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Aaron, please?
This is Aaron.
Aaron, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Is this like a restaurant?
What?
A restaurant?
Sorry, who is this again?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. We're definitely not a restaurant.
I wish we were, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm hungry.
Then we'd have terrible health ratings.
What's going on? I'm confused.
I'll explain. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, it's a radio show. Have you ever listened to it?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what this is. And we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone to try to find out what happened. Okay?
Okay.
Basically, you went out on a date with somebody recently and you're blowing them off and they're wondering why.
Okay.
Is it making a little sense?
So you guys basically help weirdos get second dates after being rejected?
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
That's a way better recap than what I said.
Seriously?
And I've been doing this for a long time. You want a job? Can you think of who might want to call you?
Well, I'm kind of avoiding a guy I went on a date with. I'm hoping it's not him.
I think we have bad news for you.
It depends if his name is Lawrence or not.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Lawrence told us about your date. He told us how he met you and everything else. And
my God.
So I'm actually shocked by your response because he sounded really normal and he's clueless. He has no idea why you're not calling him back.
Mm-hmm. He also says that you've had your blinds down. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me clarify, though, real quick. Not like he's been trying to look through them like crazy.
Thank you.
He just pointed out to us that it seems like you really don't want to see him.
So what do you need from me?
Just to let us know what the reason is and why you don't want to go out with him.
We just need you to help educate Lawrence why he sucks.
Pretty much.
I mean, I guess there's no harm in that.
Did you have a good date with him?
I went out originally because I thought it would be a cute dating story. I don't know how much he's told you, but we have, like, our main living room windows see into each other's apartments, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told us that.
So I thought it would be a cute idea to date the guy next door. Uh-huh.
And it was so cute how he asked you out. Like, that was pretty romantic.
I really liked it, too. I know. And then I went, and it was not what I was hoping for.
So you had high expectations that weren't met.
I mean, even if I had low expectations, it went bad.
Oh,
okay.
Ouch.
So what was so bad about it? Because according to him, he thought it went pretty well.
Oh, God. Okay, well, first off, he made this one comment about my nose and that he wanted to have it. And I was like, you want to have my nose?
Yeah.
And I was like, you want to have my nose? I don't understand. He's like, no, no. And then he like tried to backpedal, but it came off super creepy. Like he just wanted to cut my nose off and can it. Like, that was so weird.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to understand, he was nervous. Yeah. He thinks that you're gorgeous. And he was trying to deliver a compliment, and it just was awkward. I mean, he owns up to that.
Yeah, he also told us about that and says that he realizes that sounded weird.
Yeah, he kept on complimenting me and complimenting me.
Oh, man, pretty girls have so many problems. I understand. That's the worst.
No, but it's like, you don't need to just compliment my physical looks. Like, get to know me. Don't just look at me.
Okay, so
okay, I could see how
a barrage of just, you're pretty, yeah, nonstop could be like, okay, can we actually talk about something else?
Yeah, there was this one compliment that just really creeped me out.
What? More than the nose thing.
Much more than the nose thing.
Oh, no.
So he said to me, I like the way you dance when you vacuum your apartment.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, he said he didn't have binoculars.
But if you know that I dance, that means you watched me vacuum my whole apartment. Oh, God, it really creeped me out.
Is there any way you can look from the other side? Like, have you caught him doing anything?
I don't look.
Okay, so it's not a natural thing to...
Okay. I just don't look. I mean, I especially don't look now.
Right, well, your blinds are down now, so you can't see out anyway.
As, of course, he noticed, and of course, he told you, they are down, and I just don't want to engage with him anymore.
Right.
And there is another thing that just really tipped the scales.
What?
Worse than that?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So at the end of our date, he like got really close and cozy next to me, and I was like, okay. And then he started whispering, and he was like, 5, 4, 3, 2. And then he got so close to my face, he was about to kiss me, and he's like, 1. And it was just like, what are you doing?
So he counted down to kissing you?
It was JPL or NASA taking off.
That is so weird, man.
Did he say lift off before?
Yeah, we have a go.
God, it was the weirdest thing.
No wonder you said, what are you doing? Because that's what he said you said, and that makes sense now.
Yeah, it was not cute.
Yeah, that's an awkward way to try to get a kiss.
Hey, I just wanted you to be ready for the kiss, okay? I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, my God. Wait, you guys have Lawrence on the phone?
Yeah, I didn't
Why did you not tell me?
I didn't get a chance to count you down. I thought that's how you do it.
Oh, my God.
Lauren is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, Aaron.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, the whole, like, dancing with the vacuum, like, I caught a moment. I'm not sitting there staring. I walked by and looked over.
But it sounds like you are.
It does sound like it when she talked like that. Yes.
I'm really creeped out right now.
For me, but I feel like I'm getting painted as this like total creepy stalker perv guy. Who...
Well, I will say I don't think having us help you is making your case better. Am I right, Aaron?
Pretty positive there.
Aaron, you've never looked over my apartment and seen anything weird. You've never seen me eating Hot Pockets in my boxers or anything like that. Nothing.
No, Lawrence, I've literally never seen that, and I don't want to see that.
Are you tempting her? Like, check it out once in a while. I eat Hot Pockets in my boxers. You got to see this.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. He did do a lot of creepy things, but I don't think he's overall a creepy dude.
Intentionally creepy.
Stop saying creepy, Brooke. It's not helping me at all.
I'm actually trying to help you. I'm just saying you're awkward, creepy.
Well, that's not good either.
Aaron, I was just nervous, and I had a few drinks. You can't blame a guy for being nervous, especially around somebody that looks like yourself. It's insane.
Yeah, with that nose.
Look, I get that you were nervous. I was nervous too, but I didn't go saying a bunch of weird stuff. So that was just too much. Too much weird, too much creepy for me.
Oh, please. This is meant to be. You're like the girl next door. This is a great story. We have to see this out. You don't agree with me.
No, Lauren, just because we live, like, close to each other doesn't mean that it's destiny. It's just coincidence.
Oh, come on. You're going to let this get in the way of something that could be fun.
You seem like a nice person. I get it, Lawrence, but can I just give you a hot tip? Don't tell girls that you watch them do chores through their windows.
Okay, I didn't say I was watching you, like, for a duration of time. I just saw you in that moment. So I'm not like, God, I feel like I'm digging myself.
Yeah, I know, it does sound like that. Well, I'll just wrap it up for you there, Lawrence. I think I know where this is going. But Aaron, would you like to go on a second date with Lawrence? We'll pay for it. Give him one more shot.
You guys are funny. No, thank you.
I wasn't trying to joke.
How about if you went on a second date, but I didn't go?
What?
What?
What does that even mean, Lauren?
I want you to pay for a date for her to go out with someone else.
Okay, now I'm now I am wondering about you liking to watch through the windows. Like, that's creepy.
How is that creepy? I'm trying to do something nice.
Yeah. It came off bad, just like everything else. So you're positive, Aaron. You don't want to go out with him again?
Guys, I'm so positive.
Are you going to be able to lift your blinds after this?
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to have to move after this conversation.
No, I get it. You don't have to go out with me. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. You can leave your blinds up. I'll put mine down so it's not weird. I'm sorry.
Somebody's living with the blinds down. That's all I know. All right. Sorry, Lawrence. It didn't work out for you.
Clearly. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I go now, guys?
Not just yet. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, now you can go.
Broken Jubal in the morning.